Hello.
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 Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Solidly Blessed Podcast. I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
All right, on this week, we have decided to talk about an article that I actually found online. And you know that reading is fundamental, right? So I like to keep up on the financial news, what's going on around the world. So first off, I just want to say, may Charlie Munger's soul rest in peace. That is Warren Buffett's 99-year-old
co-worker, partner,
whatever you want to call it. Yep, so they was working together for a long time. And I was actually reading an article last week where they were talking about how Warren Buffett always ran stuff by Charlie or whatever, and vice versa before they made
any decisions about financial
decisions
finances.
Or whatever. And one time, I know it's a little bit off subject for what we're talking about today, but Warren Buffett actually brought a private jet, and Charlie told him that, man, that's a bad idea. And before long, I think he ended up selling the jet and buying like some type of company where he could get access to jets whenever he needed to fly somewhere. So these guys, one of them was 99 when he passed, and I think he passed last week. Charlie did, and then Warren Buffett is 93, and he still drives around in a Toyota Camry, even though he's a billionaire. Nothing flashy about him, except for he owns all those companies, in which he even owns Geico, I think it is, which is the company that, you know, we use for insurance.
Exactly.
Yep. So, but today, though, we found this article, and it's talking about Warren Buffett says poor people
waste money on these 12 things.
And the article is actually in yahoofinance.com. Once again, the reference article is yahoofinance.com, and it's Warren Buffett and what he actually says. But before we get to that, if I was to say to you, when this person talks, people listen, who am I talking about? Do you remember that commercial? Who was it? Do you remember the name?
Don't tell me. I know exactly.
All right,
because
you got 10 seconds.
All the time, years ago.
E.F. Hutton.
E.F. Hutton.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah, so this is Warren Buffett is kind of like the E.F. Hutton, right? When he speaks, even though he's 93, this guy is a financial guru slash...
He's a strong soul.
Strong. You know, his mind for finance was like, well, still is, real sharp and good to go. And just some of the stuff that he says. But let's go ahead and jump right into it. So once again, it says Warren Buffett says poor people waste money on these 12 things. So we could go ahead and dissect this article. And the first one that it goes into is neglecting personal development. Right, so you want to...
According to Buffett, the best investment one can make is in oneself. Enhancing skills and education can boost earning potential significantly. Knowledge and abilities are assets that no one can take away from you. That says a lot right there.
Okay, so go ahead
According to Buffett, the best investment one can make is in oneself. Enhancing skills and education can boost earning potential significantly. Knowledge and abilities are assets that no one can take away from you.
Okay, so what you got on that? What since
well,
you read it again?
See.
What? Go ahead.
What do I always go back and say?
I don't know. Go ahead and say it. in case someone is new here.
And you have to work on yourself daily.
Okay, yep. So basically that's what Warren Buffett is saying, is that you actually have to put time in and invest in yourself.
Yes.
And basically that is whether it's schooling or on-the-job training or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that I take from that is you should never stop learning,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what I take from that.
Yep.
No matter how old you are, don't ever stop learning.
Exactly.
You know, always
allow yourself to learn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't think that you know everything, because what's that old saying about if you're the smartest one in the room,
you might want
to find a new room.
Exactly.
Or find some new friends,
right,
or whatever. Because if you got to have all the answers, then you're not doing yourself any favors. So that right there is a perfect segue into the next one. So this is number two. And it is relying on credit cards. So it says credit cards can be convenient, but high interest rates can quickly overshadow any benefit if you do not pay the full balance monthly. Buffett advises against needless spending that could lead to credit card debt. All right, so that's something that we've talked about here on our podcast before,
right,
where the other guy that I used to listen to, I mean on a nightly basis before I would go to bed, which is Dave Ramsey, you know, he cannot stand credit cards,
right?
That guy does not like credit cards at all, because he got into some financial problems and lost everything, and now he's back up on top again. But he just hates credit cards. So he always goes with his debit card or whatever, according to him. Now, me, I don't have a problem with credit cards as long as you're doing what with the credit card?
As long as you're paying the bill off each month.
Yes, each month. And that is what Warren Buffett is talking about, right? So I'm going to jump off subject here just a little bit. So you need to be on a budget, right? You can't just spend money that you don't have, right? So, yeah, everybody has things that actually come up that will take money from you or whatever. You know, you might have the car that breaks down or whatever. But you got a budget for all of that stuff. You don't know how much the car is going to cost to be repaired. But you should at least have something in your budget to say, okay, if I get a bill for $500,
I'm not gonna fret.
Yeah,
gonna,
correct.
Yeah.
You got something put away for that. So one of the great places that you can actually go is to everydollar.com. Once again, that's everydollar.com. It's a free app that you can actually download, and it takes about 20 to 30 minutes to actually get everything into it, and about 3 or 4 months to have a fine-tuned product, you know, for everything, your insurance, your mortgage, your rent, whatever you got that is should be budgeted for. You don't know exactly how much your electric bill is going to be each month, but you should be able to look at the calculation. They give you like a year breakdown of what you spent. So you should have some idea, right? So once you get your budget set up, you know kind of what you're actually spending, right?
Yeah.
All right, so if you're not on a budget, we keep harping on this, get on a budget. No matter how much money you make, you know, you still need to be on a budget, because
really,
you have...
Yeah, really. With this app, it just causes you to question every purchase that you make.
Yep.
Whether you need it.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. That's right.
You know, whether it's something you just
whether
want.
You got it in your budget. Now we know you got to have a roof over your head. You got to be able to get back and forth to work, right? So food, you need food to survive. So the necessities, you know, you're going to have those in there, right? But do you have to go out to eat every weekend or every day? Right? No, you don't, right?
No.
Just like a couple of weeks ago, how I said,
about,
yeah,
yes.
The person that I met that pretty much eats
out every day.
every day, 3 meals a day, which is crazy, in my own personal opinion. Yes. But hey, it's your money. You do what you want to do. So once again, credit cards, he's not saying that credit cards is a bad thing, but you have got to be able to pay the bill off, all right? No matter how much it is, once that 30-day bill or 31 days or whatever, when it comes around, you got to be able to pay that off, because that way you're not paying those high interest rates. Yeah. So don't put more on that credit card than you can actually afford.
Anything is can be bad if it's done improper.
Correct. All right. So I think we beat that one up enough. But remember, we're talking about family, finance, and marriage. But right now, we're still on this financial thing. Mm-hmm. And you know we're going into what season we're going into, which is Christmas. Mm-hmm. So people are trying to impress all their friends and family members. So don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't go out there and get a whole bunch of bills that you can't afford to pay.
Do you know the best way that you can impress them?
How?
Is to live with wisdom. And that means in finances and everything that you do.
All right. Yep, yeah. That sounds good. All right, so I think we beat that one up enough. So let's go on to the next one. And that is, what's the next one?
Overspending on clothes. So Buffett, along with other billionaires, leans towards simplicity in his wardrobe, choosing classic, durable clothes over flashy, expensive brands can result in significant savings.
Okay. So I think we've actually talked about that before, you know, because when you see the person who's got on those red bottoms and all of that stuff, a lot of the times, that's all where their money is,
too. They're walking,
Yep, they are walking in there in their tents.
Yeah.
On whatever they planning on leaving. So, you know, hey, don't do it. So what basically I take from that is you don't have to have all this name brand stuff. As long as you got good, clean clothes on that's durable.
Yes.
And quality.
Yeah. Some name brands aren't that expensive. You know, you can catch them on sale or whatever. But, you know, there are clothes that you can buy that does not have to be the name brand, and it looks nice. You just have to know how to put it together.
Yep. Okay. So we talked about this clothes stuff before. Hey, you don't have to spend up a whole bunch of money to look good. And who are you trying to impress anyway?
You know, a lot of times, you know how I look at the influencers, you know, they have a lot of followers, and you know they can influence them to buy a whole bunch of stuff. If you're not stable in your mind, if you're not strong in your decisions, you will start buying, you know, what you see them have, what you see them wearing.
Okay, all right. So I know you kind of skipped down there, so we're going back to frequenting bars and pubs.
Oh, okay.
All right. So spending on social activities like drinking at bars can add up. Opting for more affordable social gatherings like home get-togethers can help you significantly. Mm-hmm. So basically what he's saying here, in which I agree with, you might be spending $6 or $5 on a beer at the bar because of the ambiance or whatever, right? Because you're hanging out with people, other people that's drinking. But then you can get a 12-pack from the grocery store for $10 or whatever it is. So just think about that. Now, you just spent $6. And you said it might even be more than that. I don't know exactly how much
Me
it is
either.
Because I don't go to the bar and drink like that. But you got to be wise in all of your spending. So that's you know, I was gonna say that that's common sense, but common sense isn't
common to everyone,
right?
But yes, if you have to drink whatever, want, you know, you can switch up with your friends and go to that person's house, and then they can come to your house, and so you can save money.
Yeah,
like that.
So there's ways to save money, so you don't have to waste up all of your money at bars and stuff like that. All right, so here's one that's kind of near and dear to my heart, and that's chasing the latest technology. Right? So mm-hmm. now this was one of his other ones here. Mm-hmm. So go ahead with that.
New gadgets may be tempting, but often last year's model serves just as well. Buffett himself has a history of sticking to functional rather than flashy tech. It's important to assess if the latest upgrades genuinely provide added value for the price.
Okay, so now let's talk about this one. So when it talks about chasing the latest technology, what they're talking about is what comes out every year?
New iPhone.
new phones, mm-hmm. right? New phones come out every year.
Better clear. Yep. I was like, I don't know how much clearer these cameras can get.
Correct. Honestly. So if you know that they can get clear, why don't you just put them all in there the first time? Mm-hmm. You know why? Because it's all about making money off of the consumer.
Mm-hmm. And then that's all in your mind too. I believe it's all in your mind.
That you're getting the latest and greatest or whatever.
Clear camera.
So they're
and
getting a newer chip and all of that. See, so it's gonna be faster.
Those are bragging rights.
Well, I think that a lot of this is, once again, it is used to separate you from your hard-earned money. Don't I say that all the time? That's one of my pet peeves. Mm-hmm. That these folks, these companies, that's their goal. Mm-hmm. Their goal is you go out, make the money, and then you bring them the money to get their goods. It's like a cycle, right? So there's no way that I am going to upgrade a phone every year.
Yeah.
That's plain crazy. Yeah. And I was going to say insanity.
Yeah.
Because insanity is what? Doing the same thing, expecting to get a different result. Mm-hmm. But why do you feel like you have to get these new phones every year?
Exactly. And they line up to get them.
Yeah. Is that a good thing? No, I don't think so.
That is not a good thing.
And we ain't talking about no cheap phones either.
No, these aren't cheap phones.
These things are what? About $1,400 bucks or something like that?
Yeah, and they stand out in line for hours.
Yeah. And it's not just that one phone that you were talking about. It's the other ones also.
The other ones, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So they're coming out with newer, better, faster, so that way they can separate you from your money. Mm-hmm. So don't fall for that. I think right now they're on the one company, they're on the 15 or whatever, and then I forgot what the other company is on. But every year around this time, there's a new one that actually comes out that's got what? Better camera, a faster processor. Yeah. And all of that stuff. Man, don't do that. I understand if your phone goes out or whatever, but don't waste up all your money on that. And then these telephone companies, they get you locked in at these plans or whatever where, we'll give you the phone for a 24-month bill credit or whatever, mm-hmm. so that way they can keep you, make sure that they have you for the 24 months.
There's always a strategy.
Always a strategy, so, and they know how to get that money, all right? So if you haven't figured it out yet, they know how to get that money, all right? So don't give it all to them. Hold on to some. Leave some for an inheritance. That's what the Bible says, that you should leave an inheritance, not just for your children,
but for your children's children. So, part of the inheritance should be integrity and common sense.
And wisdom.
Yes.
Right? It's not all about just leaving money for them or whatever.
Because of what good is the money going to be if you're going to just throw it away?
Yep, blow right on through it.
Exactly.
All right. So, I know a lot of this stuff we've already talked about, but it's obvious that someone needs to actually hear this, mm-hmm. right? So next is buying new cars. All right, buying new cars. Okay, I don't have a problem with buying new cars, right? But normally, what do we do when we buy a new car?
We keep those things forever.
For 20, 30 years, right?
Yeah.
We hold on to them for a while unless they get tore up, mm-hmm. wrecked, or something like that.
Yeah.
So we normally hold on to our cars. But what does he say about buying new cars?
He says, cars are notorious for their rapid depreciation. Buffett recommends buying pre-owned cars and holding onto them for as long as they are reliable, instead of falling for the allure of the new models.
Okay, that's basically what we had just said, right?
That shiny new model.
Yep, that new model. Man, they want to get you with that shiny new model because every year, what? That's just like those phones and stuff. Every year they're coming out with a newer model.
And the commercials are, they will get you.
So enticing.
You're enticing.
Yeah, they want you, don't they? They be like, ah, yes, come on. Let me get you, you know?
They got you.
Yeah, and they got you,
as soon as
right?
You get to that,
yeah, so my thing is, when you get these cars and stuff, you want to pay these things off as fast as possible. If you don't have the cash to pay for them.
Yes.
You know, which a lot of people don't have the cash to pay for them right up front like that. So you want to get these things on the cheapest loan. Well, I mean the smallest loan that you can get, 36 months or whatever, so you can pay more to get rid of that payment. That's what you really want to do, right? So I know we've talked about that on other podcasts, but I like that one too.
And you should, you should watch how you, honestly, how you spend your money, because if you have children, you have nieces and nephews, they're watching you.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're watching your habits.
Yep, the younger generation.
Yep, they are.
Yep, they are watching. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so next. All right, we have an unused gym membership.
My goodness. That
right. All right. So it says, Buffett promotes an active lifestyle, but caution against unused gym memberships. Free or low-cost fitness routines can be just as effective if regular practice. So basically, you don't have to go to all of these fitness places where you know, the ones I'm talking about, that they're $29.99 and stuff like that and all of that. Go to a place that may be the $10 one or whatever, that you can get the same
if the equipment works.
Correct.
You can get the same effect.
Yes, if the equipment works, you can get the same effect. And if you can't afford the gym right now, don't just put your money into that.
Yeah.
Walk outside. Run outside.
Yes.
Get you a bicycle.
Yes, that's the free. And I would suggest stay away from gyms around this time of the year. Because what happens in January, everybody wants to lose weight. But how many weeks does it take for them to drop off?
Oh, yeah. You're right about that.
And then you've signed a contract saying, you know, that you want a gym membership monthly.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, it's gone.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't want to go today. You know, so.
Yep. All right.
This is part one. Please join us next week for part two and the conclusion.
Come on back next week now. Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. 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 One word. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram, just search Silently Blessed Media LLC. Twitter, just search Silently Blessed. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Peace and blessings until next time. Don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.